When you come to the University of Kansas, there are two things expected of us. One is to win the war of the state of Kansas, which you've done. You kicked K-State's ass and chased them back to Manhattan. Second is, you win the barter war, not any goddamn showdown or hoedown or any of that shit. Any of you ever played that at Columbia, Missouri, you know it's a damn war. And that's another thing. Some of you old timers that have been down there, you've got to tell these young people what it's like. They will do everything in their power to distract you from the football game. They got, I don't know what the hell they call them, a damn group, that they put them on scholarship, and all they do is just to get out there and holler at you and call you names. They'll call you everything that you've ever heard of before to try to get your mind off of the football game. Dude, they will do everything. The fans will all, 80,000 of them, or how many will all be drunk. There won't be a sober person in the whole damn stadium except the Kansas folks. I used to tell my players, don't ever take your helmets off, because you might have a damn whiskey bottle. But let me tell you something. You can't pay any attention to any of that damn shit, because that's what they want you to do. They want to get your mind off of the damn football game. You see what happened in Nebraska down in Oklahoma? Got their mind off of the damn football game, and they were hollering at the fans and all that shit. Don't you pay a damn bit of attention to anything but this football game. And while we're going down there, the second thing we have to do is to play our best to win the war, the border war of Missouri. Oh, I get so excited. I could stay in here for the next hour and tell you about things that what they've done over there to piss me off. At one time I had a team here, and we weren't very good. And I was trying to get them fired up, and then I started telling them that story about Quantrell that I've told 1,000 times. Shit, I didn't even know who he was. But I was going along there, and I was telling him, I said, that sorry bastard came over here, killed all the men, raped all the women, burned the downtown down. And then for some strange reasons, I said he was a Missouri alumni. God damn, I don't know why I said that. And I had one wild-ass freshman that's, God damn, what a football player. He believed every damn thing I said. I could send him here and say, Missouri, and he would jump out the fucking window. And I tell him that story about Quantrell and all that shit, and would you know it, the next Monday he had a history test. And it was a test about the Civil War. And one of the questions was, who was Quantrell? And damn if he didn't put down there, he was a Missouri alumni. That's the God's truth. And I only tell this about it because he lives far away. Fortunately, I knew the professor. He was a pretty good friend of mine. He called me Monday. He said, Don, look, you're going to make a deal with you. He said, I'm going to let you coach football, but you let me teach history.